What's up with it? Now, if you understand what I said, then you're ready to go back to the 90s. I'm your cold, chilling host, Darian. Right after this break, we are flashing back to 1993.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Of course, when you're done, you gotta clean out the waffle with a stick, but what the hell, you can't have everything, right?
It was a Thursday on March 18th, 1993. Congratulations to Eddie Murphy. Marries his wife Nicole Mitchell in New York City. 5 kids later and, well, you know the rest. The price of gas was an easily affordable $1.17 a gallon. The price of a first class postage stamp was 29 cents. White guys from Toronto took over reggae. Snow had the number one song at the top of the charts for 7 straight weeks. Informer. What did he mean by I lick your boom boom down?
I lick your boom boom down.
Chris Rock was on top with a new comedy, his NWA-style gangster film, CB4. And the Fox Television Network was unstoppable with The Simpsons and Martin, followed by In Living Color and Down the Shore. I'm out, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to Toronto to get in touch with some reggae roots. I'll catch you tomorrow in another 90s flashback.